Ladies and gentlemen, by popular demand, this is the Ask Don Wackow show. Ask Don Wackow any question, and he will answer it. You're trying, huh? And now, Don Wackow.
Hello, this is John Wackow. Welcome to Ask John Wackow, where I answer your questions about me or Native Americans or Quaker Campos or whatever you want. Excuse me. It's late night here in the studio. I'm here with my producer Pete, who's going to read me the questions because I can't read, sorta. But so we'll start with the first question. Please read it to me.
John, why do you like Quaker Campos so much?
I like Quaker Campos because they taste good and they are inexpensive and they aren't risky with all sorts of weird meats or crazy European stuff that they put on the other submarines sandwiches, like tuna. Who eats tuna? It's from the ocean. I live in Wisconsin. There's no ocean around here. Meatballs are like from Europe. Like Swedish people eat meatballs. I'm not Swedish. I also want to remind listeners that you can follow me on Facebook. Please add me on Facebook or Twitter. I will set up a Twitter account. You can follow my every move, like when I go to the John or the liquor store. So please, next question.
Why do you smell like eggplant?
I was unaware. I smell like eggplant. I don't even eat eggplants. Maybe it's the brand of soap I use. It's called eggplant soap. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Next question, please.
John, is it true that the economy is doing so badly because you touch yourself at night? Fess up. Expletive.
What is expletive? Oh, swear word. Oh, I'm sorry. You call me what? A bitch? Bitch is female dog. I'm Native American. Thank you very much. I have nothing to do with the economy, but I touch myself nightly. Next question, please.
I'm thinking I could benefit from a rigorous sweat lodge session. Spending a few days sweating under a plastic tarp with a bunch of stinky hippies and Indians sounds just like what the doctor ordered. Question, are they safe, and do you have a favorite lodge?
My tribe does not use the sweat lodge, because we're not stupid hippies. That is only, I think, if I'm right, a Southwest Native American thing with the sweat lodge. Up here in Northwest Wisconsin, we jump in the frozen ice lake river and have sex with other men. Next question, please.
Dicks on Uranus asks, and there's some stuff there. I have some questions. Who is John Wackow? Why is that person, or why is this person of any significance to me? Is Wackow Island on Georgian Bay named after one of your ancestors? Should I get the flu shot? Would you recommend a Ford excursion if I can get one at a deal invoice price? And lastly, what are your thoughts on Moon Man?
I will try to answer all your questions, but I want to know who names themselves Dicks on Uranus. Just wondering that. But I'm John Wackow. I'm a radio personality on the Native American station WGB out of Haywood, Wisconsin. I don't know of any Wackow Island, so I cannot comment on that. Moon Man, I've seen the Moon Man sites. Moon Man doesn't, I share Moon Man's feelings on lots of things, and he does not comment on Native Americans, so I don't care that much. but I'm not a huge fan of the Cuckoo Cuckoo Clan or whatever. I would not get a Ford car anyway. Ford suck. Get a butterfly canoe or something. And you should not get the flu shot. I was talking to an uncircumcised man, and he said the flu shot was government control, and I don't trust the government anyway, because they fuck me over, they fuck over my people. My producer is telling me it's time to end the show, so I want to thank everyone for their questions. I'm available for more questions for the next show. You can PM me, leave a comment, send me a message, email. I'm thejohnwhitecloud@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, or I don't know, find me at the liquor store or something. So thank you for listening to Ask John Whitecloud. Hopefully we get sponsored and make money. Goodbye and good luck, and have a cookie combo for me, please.